So this is Lord Brahma who addresses his son, the universal preacher, Narada Muni, and requests him actually to go out all over the world and with determination describe the science of Godhead. So Brahma says to Narada, please describe the science of Godhead with determination and in a manner by which it will be quite possible for the human being to develop transcendental devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Hari, the super soul of every living being and the summum bonum source of all energies. So, the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam is the philosophy of devotional service and the scientific presentation of man's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prior to the age of Kali, there was no need for such a book of knowledge to know the Lord and his potential energies. But with the beginning of the age of Kali, human society gradually became influenced by four sinful principles, namely a legitimate connection with women, intoxication, gambling, and unnecessary killing of animals. Because of these basic sinful acts, man gradually became forgetful of his eternal relation with God. Therefore, man became blind, so to speak, to his ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is not to pass a life of irresponsibility like the animals and indulge in a polished way in the four animal principles, namely eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. For such a blind human society in the darkness of ignorance, Srimad Bhagavatam is the torchlight to see things in proper perspective. Therefore, it was necessary to describe the science of God from the very beginning or from the very birth of the phenomenal world. So Srila Prabhupada has informed us here that Narada Muni was requested to describe the science of Godhead, how to attain him, in such a way that human society could actually develop transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. He wanted... Brahma said to Narada, be relevant, you know, be relevant. Describe it in such a way that people can actually follow up on what you said. And here Prabhupada said that in previous times, everyone was knowledgeable about the relationship of man to God, of the, you know, souls to God, but it got lost. Anyone... remembers what Prabhupada says is the reason for people becoming covered over and losing, so to say, the right perspective. Yeah, but envy, yeah. Yeah. No, no. Prabhupada gave reasons why people's mind became so covered that they forgot their relationship with Krishna.
Conditions.
What were they doing? They looked for illicit relationships, Abbe. Wow. That covers you over, apparently. What else did they do? They intoxicated themselves with the things like alcohol. there are two types of intoxication. One is also pride. That's even more stronger. What else did they do? Animal killing unnecessarily, yes, and yes, I just come from man-made heaven, Dubai, and just the town next to Dubai will now develop the biggest casino to attract tourists. It will be a town that is only a casino. You can spend money, and mostly casinos are made that they steal the money out of the pocket. It's a dream that people make. Occasionally there may be some gains, but so on. So covers you over. And Prabhupada says the ultimate goal of life is not to pass a life of irresponsibility like the animals and indulge in a polished way in the four animal principles, namely eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. You can do that peacefully. You eat something, you sleep, you defend yourself, and yes, you have a family life, no? But you can also do it in a sinful way, and then you have these illegitimate connections with women, you have intoxications, gambling, and unnecessary killing of animals. So that came with Kali Yuga. Maybe some of you do also some of these things, and that covers you over, and then you do forget that you actually have a relationship with Krishna. As we have already explained, Srimad Bhagavatam is so scientifically presented that any sincere student of this great science will be able to understand the science of God simply by reading it with attention or simply by regularly hearing it from the bona fide speaker. So here we have a solution. We can actually hear this Bhagavatam and then understand this great science. Everyone is hankering after happiness in life. But in this age, the members of human society, blind as they are, do not have the proper vision that the personality of Godhead is the reservoir of all happiness, because he is the ultimate source of everything. Janmadyasya jataha. Happiness in complete perfection without hindrance can be achieved by going to a happiness course. Oh, sorry, I read it wrong. Oh my God, I read it wrong, sorry. Happiness in complete perfection without hindrance can be achieved by the newest app. Sorry. I'm a little early in the morning. Happiness in complete perfection without hindrance. My God, that's a big claim, no? Happiness in complete perfection without hindrance can be achieved only... by our devotional relationship with him. That's Krishna, no? A devotional relationship. And it is only by his, Krishna's, association that we can get free of distressful material existence. Even those who are after the enjoyment of this material world can also take shelter of the great science of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they will be successful at the end. Narada is therefore requested or ordered by his spiritual master. Who was his spiritual master again? Brahma, yes. So Narada is requested or ordered by his spiritual master to present this science with determination and in good plan. He has to plan it. Narada was never advised to preach the principles of Bhagavatam to earn a livelihood. He was ordered by his spiritual master to take the matter very seriously in a missionary spirit. Hare Krishna. Can we all please say the prayers to Prabhupada? Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vajanine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadanine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna. Before I start, I request does some of you have access to the Veda base? You have. Prabhu, your good name? Hush, yes. Hush, could you be so kind to find for me SB 10-231? 10-231, and then give it to me. You will have to most probably come with your machine here and sit. Yeah, yes. So, Hare Krishna, my dear devotees, some of you will find this lecture extremely challenging, which you hear. I therefore request you to fasten your seatbelt. I will rock you and shake you and turn you upside down tomorrow. No, this, not tomorrow, today. Some of you will most probably cry. There will be early pregnancies. It is some lecture out of the norm. I'm giving this lecture with a sincere desire to bring the spirit of this verse and Prabhupada's urgency in his purport to you. And I hope that it will be memorable for you when you listen to it, and it might give you an impetus and something you need to go to your next level. Is that okay with you? That was a fearful Hari Bol. So let us go to the verse. Let us describe. So here we find a spiritual master. In fact, the head of our sampradaya, our particular spiritual school, the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, instructing his main preacher, his first preacher, to bring out the Krishna consciousness, or bring Krishna consciousness to the people. I would like to read it in Sanskrit again. Yata haro bhagavati ninam bhakti bhavishyati savatman akiladare iti sankalpya vanaya. Translation. Please, Narada, describe the science of Godhead with determination, sankalpya, by determination, and in a manner by which it will be quite possible for the human being to develop transcendental devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Hari, the supersoul of every living being and the summum bonum source of all energies. Srila Prabhupada says here, Narada is requested or ordered by his spiritual master to present the science with determination and in good plan. He has to plan it. It is appealing to Narada Muni's missionary spirit. So this is actually the mission of the movement for Krishna consciousness, to spread the science of God to the people. Prabhupada says, it's quite a claim, isn't it? Did you notice? It is meant to give people happiness in complete perfection without hindrance. And he says this can be achieved only by what? Do you remember? By our devotional relationship with Krishna. He speaks of a relationship with Krishna. And then he says, and it is only by his association, Krishna's association, that we can be free of distressful material existence. It's a call for action. In the Bhagavatam, we find in the 10th canto, thank you, chapter 2, text 31, a very interesting book. Let me see. Yes, I have. Yeah. Interesting verse. Where also we find that great acharyas have established bhakti movements in this world, like, for instance, the Krishna consciousness movement or our Gaudiya Sampradaya, which are meant to help people to cross the distressful material life and to go back home, back to Godhead. No? Here is one verse, you will enjoy it extremely. Svayam samutirya sudushtaram dyumam bhavanavam bhimam adapra sorida bhavat padam boruha navamatrate nidayayata sadanukraho bhavan. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee, and therefore you are known as a desire tree, Vansha Kalpataru. Lord, when you come to him, you can get the fruits of the fulfillment of your desires. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet, in order to cross the fierce ocean of nations, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. In clear text, these acharyas have found a method, a boat, by which they can cross over the ocean of distress. But they have crossed, but they have left the boat, says Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, on the bank. That means these devotees have established bhakti movements that help people cross the ocean of material existence. By this act, leaving bhakti movements behind, others are able to also cross over the ocean of repeated birth and death. So we can find here, thank you very much, Harsh, you may take your seat again. We find here Prabhupada's purport, is where he says that in a missionary spirit with a good plan, Narada Muni is ordered to present to people a method by which they can attain complete happiness in complete perfection without any hindrance. No? This is the idea of Krishna consciousness. Where can we find this happiness? in a relationship with Krishna, where we have his association. Now, there is a song in our tradition. It says, "Who will go, O brothers? Who will go in this boat and cross the river of material suffering and go back home, back to Godhead?" In the song, Lochandas Thakur says, "The boat is actually the movement of the devotees, and the captain is the spiritual master, and the rowing oars are the upraised arms of the kirtan devotees, the sankirtan movement. This is half the boat to cross. A boat needs oars, you know. So the bhakti movement has the oar of singing in sankirtan. But Lochandas Thakur asked the question, who will go in this boat, O brothers? Who will step into this boat and go back over this, go over this river? You might answer, all of us will go. Today we will test you if you're ready to go into the boat." There is the process of chanting the holy name, but it does not work if we commit the 10 offenses. And one of the 10 offenses is Hare Krishna. To maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Let us go back to the idea of the boat, the rowing boat. The rowing boat can take you over an ocean or over a body of water, provided you lift the anchor. When you row and the anchor is still in the body of water, the river or the lake or the ocean, you may row very strongly, but the boat does not go forward. Is this, you understand? Therefore, this maintaining material attachments remaining in your own, our own little worlds of Ahamma Meti, will obliterate, that's a difficult word, I don't even know if it's the right word, it will cover over the effect of this. Now, could you imagine why a devotee might maintain material attachments, and although he has a bhakti, is in the bhakti movement, Krishna conscious movement, does not take full advantage and therefore does not make lot advancement? I think we should look at this a little bit. Who's the temple president of this temple at the moment? Mother Vaishakha. Vishakha. Imagine, let us make a thought experiment. I'm taking this from a god brother, Mahatma. Mother Vishakha would call an extraordinary meeting where she invites all the temples of England, or because she has a magical pill. It is called Vairagasin. This pill, if anyone swallows it, he will lose all his material attachments. That is, he will be totally disinterested in material life. He will be totally detached from all material activities. He will be detached in from TV even. He will be detached from personal possessions like e-bikes and so on. He will become detached from studying the news, including the World Cup news. He will not object when his child says, oh, Father, I don't take any longer material education. I go into the Brahmachari ashram for the rest of my life. Now, who? So Mother Vishakha is all excited. I can help, actually, all the devotees in England with this Vairaga Sen pill. You know, it's absolutely natural, only herbs, no counter effects. You know, there will be no, it's only herbs, you know, natural medicine. It's absolutely for free. And she's all excited. Now this movement can move forward by leaps and bounds. They can all go back to Godhead. They can lift the anchor which keeps them from enjoying the full fruits of Krishna consciousness, which is a personal relationship with Krishna and associating with him. So she would then say, okay, the Haveli is not big enough. Let's rent the Albert Hall. And maybe Mother Vishakha would be surprised that there is poor attendance. The Albert Hall was a too optimistic assessment. Who of you would take this pill? Of course, everyone goes up. But this is not a motivational speech. This is a soul-searching lecture, Prabhupada. So I will ask this question from another perspective. Now it gets really serious. We get to an essence. Imagine the following scenario. The Vishnu Dutas come to your house because you've chanted Namabhasa. Ajamil was visited by the Vishnu Dutas. Do you remember? Which canto is that? Sixth canto, yeah. They come to your home. Krishna has sent them. And they would say, or to the Brahmachari ashram or the temple, we just come from Krishna. You would first of all, Vishnu Dutas, you would be really moved to see their beauty, their awesome presence. They would say, there's a great opportunity. Krishna has sent us. You can immediately go back to Godhead with us. You would say, but me, I'm not so qualified, really. I'm still interested in worldly news. I'm very much know many material things. Four regulative principles is a pious theory for me. I'm not so good in this. And the Vishnu Dutta said, no problem. Don't worry a bit. Krishna has sent us to take you with you. Our Vimana is there. You can step into the Vimana. Now you have 1 minute to decide who of you would go. I don't want quick. I will not believe, first of all, your quick show of hands. So, because this is a different lecture from other lectures, I will make an active exercise. You will find it challenging. If you don't wish to do it, you can just watch it and so on. I want you to please close your eyes for a moment. You've heard from the Bhagavatam that the Vishnu Dutas have appeared even to Ajamil, who was not qualified for such a darshan because he was really engaged in very substandard activities. And they say, we have come from the kingdom of God. You are invited now to come. How do you react? Maybe some of you realize that you are unprepared to go. Maybe some of you thought that the idea of a spiritual world where you could go seemed so unreal at this moment, so absolutely not possible. Maybe some of you felt slightly uncomfortable to leave friends, family, and career. Maybe some of you identify more with this world as your home rather than the spiritual world. Maybe some of you don't think about their own death, where everything becomes unreal, which the world has to offer. My dear devotees, if we are hesitant or even afraid to accept the natural detachment that devotional service produces, is this not a huge paradox in your Krishna consciousness? Okay, I have left you with these thoughts. You can now be normal. The Bhagavatam lecture will go on now, but what could be the reason why some of us hesitate? The scriptures say it's kumal shraddha, or very soft faith. In spiritual life, you have to make a paradigmic shift from lokika shraddha, that's the faith of the common people, and the Kanishta Adhikaris, to Shastriya Shraddha, that is the Shastra, that is the Shraddha in Shastra, in Sadhu, and the Guru. No? Scriptures, faith in the Holy Scriptures, in the Sadhu and the Guru is very, very important. And that is called Shastriya Shraddha. And according to where you are on the, or where we are on the rank of Shraddha, our spiritual advancement is strong or weak. I would like to tell you a little story by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Devotees had come, he had made a Gopunim festival in Mayapur, and many people from Calcutta came. It was a three-day festival, and at the end of the 3 days, the people who had come from Calcutta came to him to say goodbye because they wanted to leave him and Srila Mayapur to take up their various responsibilities in Calcutta. And this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to them. All of you came with the intention to serve Krishna, and on that basis I became attached to you. Yet now I see that you attended the ceremony. What is the ceremony? What's the ceremony? Gopunim. Now I see that you attended this ceremony only as a fashion and are returning home to domestic affairs, although you assured me that you would serve Krishna. Thus, I have been deceived by you. If you say, no, Prabhupada, we did not deceive you. We just have a few days in Calcutta. We have some work to complete. Just a few responsibilities to tend to, after which we will return and do whatever you instruct. Then I say to you, there is no need for it. If someone says, but my house is on fire, so first let me put it out, then I will come and say, I will maintain that there is no need for that. If fire burns the whole world, do not waste time trying to put it out. All necessities can be met only by Krishna Seva. Do you recognize this statement from the scriptures? What's the definition of Shraddha? That by doing devotional service, all needs are met. No? You remember this? You have heard this? Not sure? Shraddha, Shapta, Vishwas, Koi. Please hush, we have the... let's give the speaker a little pause. Maybe he will be more pleasant afterwards. So the determined faith is, you found it? What is it? Shraddha? It's a very famous verse. No. Shraddha? I don't remember the Bengali at the moment because I'm getting old and forgetting. Shraddha? Shraddha? Kohe? Vishwas is, I know for sure. Vishwasa. Here, I found it here. Yeah, Shraddha Shapte Vishwas Kahe Sudrita Nishchai Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Kama Krita Hai. So, let's read this in context. If someone says, my house is on fire, so first let me put it out, then I will come. When he says like this, I say there is no need for that. If fire burns the whole world, do not waste time trying to put it out. All necessities can be met only by Krishna Seva. So the verse is, Shraddha is confident, firm faith, that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service. Thank you very much. You have no obligation other than to serve Krishna. The object of your and everyone's self-interest is Sri Krishna. The living being has no duty other than to serve him. All your fulfillment reposes in Krishna's lotus feet. That is what Prabhupada also says. Complete happiness can be gained in a devotional relationship with Krishna. And it is only by his association that we can be get free of the distressful material existence. Now, Prabhus, when we hear this, I don't know how you react to this lecture so far. It is tough, no? Or no? Or I know India, when we come from India, we never say what we think. Okay. Okay. This is a cultural difference between your intellectual culture and mine. Let me speak of myself. I find it very challenging, really, really challenging. I have made plans for my life and so on. Yes, there's a lot of Krishna. I'm asking myself the question. I'm speaking to myself with this question. Sachinandan Swami, you're sitting here. What can you give to the devotees so that they get hopeful, that they can also attain the goal of this movement, that they can also become happy, fulfilled Hare Krishna devotees in a developed relationship with Krishna? Let me say it poetically. I'm speaking now to the man in the mirror, the person whom I'm looking at when I am in the morning and looking at my mirror image. What can you do? My dear devotees, I have a mission. I don't have a viragasin pill. I don't think there is such a pill. It was only a thought experiment. But I have learned something. And what I have learned is something which you will find absolutely intriguing. I know of a method that gives you a very deep faith in Krishna. It opens your spiritual eyes. I'm taking this method from a lecture which Prabhupada gave in 1973, coincidentally in London. It was the 8th of July. It was before the Ratha Yatra celebration. Prabhupada was getting ready to attend this Ratha Yatra. On this Ratha Yatra, he famously danced. You saw these photos most probably. And so before that, he gave this lecture. It's a very, brings a very new point, which we try to teach in the Govardhan Retreat Center. He gives an example how we can see Krishna, how we can, in other words, strengthen our faith by direct perception. He says, just like thousands of miles away, you can transfer the television picture of your radio sound. Similarly, if you can prepare yourself, then you can see always Govinda. It is not difficult. So he gives an example. There's a television box, and in the television you can see Qatar, where the world championship is presently done, and you can see that one English player who was so much under pressure. I heard yesterday Sudhir Anitai, that he actually hit the ball, but the ball missed the goal, apparently. Is it Sudhir Anitai? You can see that. You can see how he's under pressure with the television. It is possible. He is playing in Qatar. Qatar is where? In the desert somewhere, isn't it? But you can actually see it in your heart. You can see, my God, and you can make conclusions. Yeah, I'm also sometimes under pressure, and then I miss it entirely. You can emphasize with that English player who may have to live for the rest of his life with this shame. I mean, he knows how to kick a ball into the goal. It's not difficult. But bang, he was so nervous, it went to the moon, the ball. So, I know some of you are also are laughing, and preachers take examples so that the modern man can relate to this. But I'm bringing a very deep point, my dear devotees. This is not about fun. It's about something else. So it's not difficult. In the same way, you can always see Govinda, not just the English player. This is stated in Brahma Sanghita. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilo Chanena. I think most of you know this verse. Let's sing it. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilo Chanena Santa Sadeva Kayanti Yang Syama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam. And now everyone. Govindam Adipurusham Samaham Bhajami. Simply you have to prepare your eyes and your mind in that way. There is a television box within your heart. Wow. This is the perfection of yoga. You do not have to purchase one television set. Now it would be an LED screen, no? It is there, inside. And God is also there. You can see, you can hear, you can talk with Him, provided you have got the machine. So earlier He said, you have the machine, but why doesn't it work? Here Prabhupada says, you repair it. That's all. The repairing process is, any idea? Shravanam Kirtanam, wonderful. Is Krishna, he says it's more generic, is Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, everything is supplied. The complete machine you have got within you. And just like for repairing, an expert mechanic is required. Similarly, you require the help of someone expert. Then you see that your machine is working. It's not difficult to understand. My dear devotees, I will give you in a minute a few tips how you can repair your broken hearts, the TV set in your heart. But I want to address, because I can assure you, one or two of you must be challenged by this lecture, according to what I know about you. So you might say, challenge me. Sachinandan Swami, this is one quotation. Can you supply something from Prabhupada books where he actually says that we can establish a relationship with Krishna just like we could see that English player in Qatar in the TV set or the British news from BBC or so on? Yes, there is one purport in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam where Prabhupada speaks about this idea of a television set in the heart. The vision of the devotee, he says, is not ordinary. It is purified by the process of devotional service. In other words, as the universal, hush, maybe you can find it and give me the quotation. In other words, as the universal elements are both within and without, similarly, the Lord's name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, as they are described in the revealed scriptures, or as performed in the Vaikuntha Lokas, far, far beyond the material cosmic manifestation. So I know when we hear such a long sentence, we lose it. So Prabhupada speaks, everything about the Lord is factually being televised in the heart of the devotee. The man with a poor fund of knowledge cannot understand, although by material science one can see things far away by means of television. Factually, the spiritually developed person is able to have the television of the kingdom of God always reflected within his heart. Would you like to hear this again? Good. I will repeat it for you then. Factually, the spiritually developed person is able to have the television of the kingdom of God always reflected within his heart. That is the mystery of knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Where is that, please, Harsh? 2:9:35. Can you remember that? I will ask you and then make a note at the end of the lecture. So Prabhupada says in this lecture and in the Bhagavatam, and I found it at another place where Narada Muni says, when he chants, the Lord appears in my heart. He speaks of the heart as a place where we can, where we have a complete equipment, really, that is now in disrepair, but which we can repair and then see Krishna. I would like to end this class with a few simple suggestions how you can repair this part of you. I think we all know there are parts in our bodies which can be developed. Let us give an example which is known to us. I, for instance, have become very weak from sitting. I've sat for 2 months, for 1 month straight, just chanting, and then the other month I was either leading kirtan, sitting, or I was giving retreats, sitting, only sitting. And I'm now physically suffering. I have developed a belly from here to Alaska, so big, from just sitting. And there are a few really severe ailments which I need to address. Otherwise, in some parts of my body, the circulation has become very weak. It could develop into cancer, these parts. But I know I'm doing now exercises very religiously to pump blood into the systems. And I have developed in the last months this much of muscle mass already, because I'm really doing this thing. So in the same way as a person who understands, my God, I'm out of shape, let us speak in modern ways, people are concerned that their bellies are like elephants' bellies, you know. They know if I just do exercises, you know, I can change that. In the same way, there are simple exercises in Krishna consciousness where you can repair what has gone out of shape in your life, your spiritual perception. Would you like to hear a few? It is not hearing, chanting, and reading like you hear. It is not your normal standard answers. It is something entirely new. Are you willing to hear? You need to revive your awareness, really, your consciousness. That is, for instance, when you do deity worship, you need to stand before the deities and then pray. Simple things like Radha Gokulananda, I'm coming before you. Please excuse, my eyes are still covered so much with the material energy, but kindly today engage me in your devotional service. You know, I want to act with devotion. I'm tired of this dry life where I'm actually even have only a Kamal Shraddha, a very weak faith. Or I ask some of you to give answer, to answer a question, and you gave standard things, Forex. Then I zeroed in on you. Okay, what is it that you do in this age of Kali that covers your knowledge? And all of a sudden, it was a different story. I had to think about what I was saying. I was challenged at that moment, and so on. This is what is necessary. You need to read the scriptures with absorption. Shraddha, nityas, and with an effort. Svachestitam. You need to make an effort to really understand, to take that home. That's why we like so much Swayam Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj's lectures, because he really thinks about what he discusses. Have you noted? When you hear, you are, my God, yes, I did not know that this is in the Bhagavatam, but wow, thank you that you opened my eyes to this understanding. No, this you need to do yourself. You need, in other words, to do your devotional practices with absorption. If you do it, if you continue to do it just mechanically, dutifully, just and not thinking about it, it will not get into the heart, and therefore your broken heart will not be repaired. The machine inside will stay broken. You follow? You have to, in German language we say, take it to heart. You know, you have to. That sounds a little wishy-washy. Let's not stay wishy-washy in this lecture. The Bhagavatam says you have to do it with svacheshtitam, a great effort. Devotional effort. When you do kirtan, don't just sit down in kirtan. Glorify Krishna. That means think of Krishna, that this goes now from my mouth to you, my Lord. Be, in other words, Krishna conscious. I don't know if you heard this word before. This is the movement for this, you know, Krishna. And then comes a new word for us, consciousness. We have to be conscious of this. You smile about my efforts to speak to you. And then a repair will start. And then within a short time, you will find that something starts to work. Hari Vallabhi, you will actually think of Krishna. Not naturally, you will think of Krishna. When you walk, you will think of Krishna, how he looks. After all, this movement is the movement for Krishna consciousness. No? It sounds challenging, I know, but use challenging language. And so on. You will actually think of Krishna. You will pray to Krishna. When you chant, you will be moved by yes, Krishna is present there. When Prabhupada heard devotees say, Krishna is present in the holy name, Prabhupada said, no, that's wrong. And then he challenged us, where in the holy name is he present? In the bottom? Left? Up? He said, Krishna is the holy name. Oops. Things like this you will start to understand this. And then you will enter. Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps here. You will have happiness in complete perfection without hindrance. That's a big claim, no? Isn't that what we all would like to have? I've written a book on this subject. It's called The Living Name. I wanted to contrast this with mechanic chanting, and therefore found this the living name. And the book has a subtitle, Learning to Chant with Absorption. No? I'm not so satisfied with this book. I'm not making advertisement for this book. That's not the reason why I say this. I want to say that this idea of chanting with devotional absorption, or doing our activities with devotional absorption, is absolutely necessary, so that the process or method of devotional service reaches the heart and repairs the broken machine. So if you want to read more about this, Harsh has identified this verse, 2:9:35. I have reached my end. I also note that we are coming into the time where many of us have planned our day. And since we have not yet stumbled over the Vishnu Dutas, and there is not yet a pill called Vairagism, and since we are preparing for learning this idea of repairing something by which we can perceive Krishna, so that our faith becomes strong, therefore I will end the class here. I will be the first one who takes this heart class to heart. I spoke a lot to myself also. I hope there was something with you, for you in it. I excuse myself for talking sometimes in a challenging way to you, but I figure I come only once out of a month, so you will tolerate me. You will give me still prasadam. If I would do this every day, you would not invite me, but I can come so rarely. And anyways, you are wonderful devotees. You already knowing all these things very deeply. Good. I have reached my end. This class is, maybe we can take a few questions to have a little interaction, no? What do you think?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for the wonderful class. You mentioned about detachment, and I was just wondering, even Rupa Goswami says that we should distance ourselves from worldly-minded people.
From what? Worldly-minded people?
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, in doing so, it may reflect a negative image of the bhakti movement or the devotees or ISKCON. So in that way, I was just wondering your thoughts on this.
Yes. We have to be quite careful with this weapon. Krishna describes this is the axe of detachment. It's like a weapon, and that can cut. So when we are using this axe too much, devotees will be cut and will be hurt inside their soft heart, because we address things where they are afraid to look, you know, and not willing to look most properly. And also when we talk like this to the modern man, he will find it very aggressive, maybe, this detachment. I can only say detachment is something very individual and very personal. It needs to be cultivated by everyone. Therefore, we have the four regs, as you say in London, four regulative principles, and we have other descriptions in the books which are telling us things, and we all need to deal with it in our own way, according to our maturity in devotional life. We may also have to look at the concept of Yukta Vairagya. Have you been introduced already to this concept? Yes. Good. So, which, after all, gives us a possibility to use even our own attachments into Krishna's service and make phenomenal, or as you say in London, crazy advancement. Yes. What is very, very, where detachment backfires is, say you are detached and you speak from this in a condescending way with people, to people, and not in a compassionate way, then this detachment will harden your heart. And with a hard heart, you cannot engage in bhakti. No, that's a difficulty of accomplished yogis, you know, who practice vairagya and so on. I always think, be detached yourself as much as your maturity allows, take a serious inventory, but then be very encouraging to the people of the world and the devotees. You know, be very kind to them and very understanding, and so on. And then you will, then your heart will remain soft. A devotee, therefore, is detached, but he is compassionate. Look at Srila Prabhupada's example. You know, he had left it all behind. He lived in Vrindavan, and the way he lived is so detached. You know, he had a few rupees in his thing, and he didn't want to have more. He didn't make any efforts to get more. He just lived as a simple sadhu. You have all read Prabhupada Lilamrita, and you know his lifestyle, how he lived. And he came to the West not to see the West, you know, and have some, you know, I want to see Dubai. So Prabhupada was not like this. And sometimes devotees wanted to show him the town, you know, sightseeing. And he's sometimes obliged. And he also talked, oh, London, there's the Nelson Column, you know, and so on. But at other times, devotees wanted to take him for a spin, you know, but Prabhupada did not wish to go, no, to translate and so on. He was not attached to the... He came from Vrindavan to the West out of compassion. So if you want your devotional life to prosper, you have to look at three things in you. If you take notes, this is now a good time to take notes. First of all, you have to develop, how you can develop your taste in the holy name. What can you do practically to make today a good japa day? I must admit to you, I have only, one and a half rounds today. Yes, it's a scandal, I know, but I went late to bed yesterday, and I'm still tired from Dubai and India and everywhere, and I needed to leave the home and come here. So now my thought is, how can I make this day a good japa day? What I have already a plan. I will disappear for some time, go somewhere in Bhaktivedanta Manor. I know one room, And yes, and I will work on this. Nam Ruchi. Second is Vaishnava Seva. See how you can be of service to the Vaishnavas, how you can help to elevate them. There was a very nice quotation. I mean, since Harsh is our scripture man today, Harsh, can you just go there and read what is there on Sangha, on the statement? It's a beautiful statement there. Read it in your loud voice, you know. This is what you do in Vaishnava Seva. Yeah, so we associate with each other so that we can assist each other in hearing and what?
In hearing
about Krishna. That is the purpose of our association, something like this. You can take the thing there. So today is Vaishnava. I will speak not about the English player who missed the goal. Maybe I will speak one time about him, because we are in England. But I will put it in the context of Krishna consciousness and encourage devotees to hear about Krishna. I know also a little Leela of Krishna. It takes only 1.5 minutes to tell it, and because devotees have little time here, I will tell this Leela to everyone I meet, you know, so quickly. And then Jiva Daya, I will do something to help others grow. I will go today to a club, 108 club. It's a Krishna conscious club, and I will try to be of assistance. So these things you should try to do daily. Do something to develop your taste in the holy name. Do something to serve devotees, to help them remember Krishna. And do something to uplift the fallen souls. This will repair your machine. Hare Krishna. It's all there. It's like the muscle, which is dysfunctional because of too much sitting. And you can train it. And then it performs excellently. Isn't that fascinating? Without this foolish pill, Vairaga scene. It will come automatically. We don't need no pill, you know, and it doesn't work anyways. It was just a thought experiment. God. Good. I see all of you. Yes, please have a wonderful day. I understand you have to leave. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. So I think because otherwise the hall will thin out. I thank you very much. If there are more questions, we can see each other and we can ask the questions personally. And thank you very, very much. I wish you all the best in repairing that part of you which can actually be conscious and aware of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Goni Tai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.